Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and call us 208-991-4783 and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, today's episode is brought to you by the support of our listeners. Thank you so much for all of your great financial support. And I especially want to say thank you to Guy, who sends along a nice donation. And we'll be sending along access to our premium site, which we do with all donations of $7 or more. All right, well, now it is time to get into today's episode of The Adventures of Frank Race. This one's called The Adventure of the Shanghai Incident.
The Adventures of Frank Race, starring Tom Collins. The war changed many things, the face of the earth and the people on it. Before the war, Frank Race worked as an attorney, but he traded his law books for the cloak and dagger of the OSS. When it was over, his former life was over, too. Adventure had become his business. The Adventures of Frank Race. We join Frank Race for the adventure of the Shanghai Incident.
My seat was a park bench that overlooked the oil scum waters of the East River. Everything considered, it wasn't what you'd call a glamorous atmosphere. But I was drowsy. Some sort of warm in my back. I didn't want to move.
Hey, Ray!
That's mentioned. The voice belonged to Mark Donovan. Never exactly a soothing influence. I hunched my shoulders and closed my eyes.
Hi. Got a guy wants to see you?
Yeah, tell him I'm out.
He's waiting in the cab. He's got to tell you his name is Breton.
That broke my eyes. Matt Breton. One of the best blocking backs that ever sized his way through a broken field. I know him. I carried the ball behind him on more than one of his jobs. I haven't seen him for years. I got up and we went to the cab.
Oh, it's good to see you, boy. It's been a long time.
Too long, Matt. What are you doing for yourself?
Well, I guess you can say I'm in the same racket you are. Insurance. I'm running the American branch of Lloyd's.
And when you say insurance, you mean insurance. Underwrite everything from weather to the possibility of tripping.
That's us. We've got a job for you. I was after you about a month ago, but you were in Europe.
Matt, I promised myself I wouldn't do a thing for a month. I've still got 3 weeks to go.
You remember Chuck Howard, don't you?
Oh, of course. Very decent guy.
When we couldn't get you, we turned our assignment over to Chuck.
Did all right. He's a good operator.
He's a dead operator, Race. He was murdered on the job 3 days ago.
You're living in there.
I wish I were.
Chuck Howard had 3 kids.
I keep thinking of that.
How did it happen? Why?
We thought you might want to find that out for us.
What was the assignment?
Did you ever hear of South China Transport?
Yeah, it's an airline. I know some of the boys that fly the plane.
We indemnify them against cargo loss. And lately, there have been nothing but losses. They've been screwing valuable cargoes all over the countryside.
Well, that's a great countryside such goings on. Who's my contact over there?
A lad by the name of Jack Stacy. He handles operations. Used to be in the Navy. You'll probably find him pretty sick. He was badly wounded in the fracas that killed Chuck Howard.
Where will he be?
In Shanghai.
thinking too much about psychology.
What do you know? To think that when I was 16, I tried to join the Marines just to see China.
What kept you out? Were you underweight?
Nah. Under the thumb of me old lady. She wouldn't sign a paper. Well, what's the pitch on it? What are we doing next?
I have to see a man named Stacy at a hotel called the Kalani.
Kalani, huh? Probably run by a Lithuanian who calls himself Clint. What do you want me to do? Go along with you?
Mark, whenever you ask a question like that, I always know you have a project in mind.
Well, they tell me there is a place here in Shanghai where you can get them tattooing done, which will knock your papers in.
Yeah, that kid stuff. Don't they have enough of those things in
there? Oh, I want you for me. This guy does a dance, which they say will keep you dreaming even after you're too old for it.
Go on, then. Get your tattoo.
Soon I'll see you early enough so we can have supper today.
The lobby of the Hotel Kalani looked like the breakup of a Rose Bowl crowd. I spent 15 minutes at the desk just getting the number to Jack Stacy's room. Then I turned away. I felt a bit of fingers in my arm. The nudge of the stop.
There is a divan at the far corner of the lobby, Mr. Ray. It would be discreet of you to accompany me there so that we may talk.
He had the face of a Buddha. He wore the clothes of a New York broker. Something that the sharpness against my side gave him the point of a knife. I went with him. As we sat down, three other Chinese closing around us.
I am Lin Wan. Would you care for a cigarette?
No, thanks.
You are naturally wondering why I took such pains to converse with you.
Naturally.
It is because I wish to give you a warning and at the same time offer you a sum of money. I am going to ask you to forget your assignment, Mr. Ray, and to accept from us an amount that will soothe any abrasion to your pride.
Just like that.
On the other hand, should you choose to be difficult, I can promise you trouble of that exquisite nature for which we Chinese are noted. Besides, what can you really accomplish, Mr. Ray? Your investigation will take you into the open country of China, where you will find no worthwhile law enforcement authority.
We've run across that problem before, Mr. Lin.
Indeed.
When we lack local means of breaking up a racket, if you're familiar with the term?
I am thoroughly familiar with it.
We break it up ourselves.
Mr. Ray, I still have the point of a sharp blade pressed against the most vulnerable part of your person.
Conscious of the fact.
It would be simple for me to drive it into your body. We would simply leave you sitting here.
And the point of that being that I should carefully consider your proposal.
Carefully. I shall give you until this evening to assure me that you will efface yourself. Until 6 o'clock this evening.
There's one factor about all this that piques my curiosity.
Yes?
As you pointed out, it would be such a small matter to murder me. What keeps you from doing it?
Perhaps, Mr. Ray, because I dislike violence. But that will not keep me from acting should your decision prove unsatisfactory.
I found Jack Stacy propped up on a couch in his room, his arm in a sling. This position didn't match for the weather.
That's a mess, Race. Somebody's trying to force us out. That's the size of it. We've been doing well. Too well, I guess. So now they're moving in.
No idea who killed Chuck Howard and crippled you.
The only thing I know about it is the bullet they took out of my arm. I really knew about that. It was short on anesthetic.
That's it? The slug in the mantle?
That's it.
38. But over here, that won't mean much. How do I know when you're going to fly those cargoes? Can't you keep it quiet?
I've done everything to make my people wear muzzles. Gets out somehow. They never miss.
What about your pilots? Could I talk to one?
Well, there's one of them in the hotel right now. I'll get him here for you in a few minutes.
Pilot showed up in about half an hour. Tall, weathered-looking Westerner.
Yeah, sure. They try to pump us. Try it all the time. Ain't cute about it, too. They use women. Mighty nice looking one.
Johnny?
Not the one I ran into. Might have been Russian. I'm not sure. Whatever she is, she's an awful exclusive path.
What's her name?
Alicia Vronson.
I don't suppose you know where she stays.
Mister, the day I slip up on finding out a lady's address, I'm going to be ready for that old rocking chair.
All right, Ben. You just relieve yourself of that information right now. Hello, Miss Watson.
Who is it?
My name is Reyes.
Why did you get in here?
The practice of bribery will do wonders in any part of the world. May I suggest that you turn up the lamp?
What is it you want?
I could not. The greater light, he was his brand. Head. And he would be better. 20 of skin and hair. The look of her gave me that odd feeling in my chest. One reminiscent of my first deep drive in a cigarette.
You stared at me. Why?
You must be used to it.
What do you want?
Last week, a friend of mine was murdered in Shanghai. Thought you might be able to tell me something about it.
I'm sorry. I can tell you nothing. Who was your friend?
A man called Charles Howard. You knew him, didn't you?
Yes, I knew him. A nice person, gentle and kind. I have nothing to do with his death, Ray.
Not directly, Ray.
Nor indirectly. I told them nothing about Charles Howard or that.
Why does a girl like you have to become involved in such a
thing? Do you know what China's like for a woman who has no nationality? A woman who comes from a group of people who have no place in the world.
You're white Russian.
My father was quite Russian, and my mother. What I am, I don't know.
So let's get back to Chuck Howard. How long did you know him?
A week or two. He was lonely here. He would talk about America, about his family. He was a nice person.
Who killed him?
I don't know, Ray.
I took hold of him. Pulled it close to me. Body felt lax in his body. Suddenly, he stiffened in my arms. Her head turned. Her eyes stared at the darkness that opened into the room.
Ray.
A dark, bleak figure had etched itself inside the frame of the window. Figure with arm drawn back, with knife poised. I beat the throw by a hair, ducking as he let go. The blade gutted with regret as it went by me and bit into the door. Twisting for the window, I got hold of the thrower and...
Are you all right?
Yes. Thanks to you. I won't forget it. Come with me.
Where?
Tell you in a minute. Come on. Hold it.
What are we doing, Ray?
Yeah. Look up at the building. Oh. Our knife throwing friend is climbing down from the balcony. Right, my friend. I brought you out here to keep you safe.
Why did you let him go, Ray?
He's small, sir. I want to follow him to where the big ones are biting. My shadowing act ended in a run-down section of the farm settlement. Here the knife thrower disappeared into recesses of a bleak-looking structure with all its windows boarded up. I strolled casually alongside the place, giving the heavy, timbered door the once-over. I became conscious of shadowy figures around me. Familiar voice spoke out of the night.
Good evening, Mr. Ray.
There's been one. This your place?
For you, Mr. Ray, that can have no importance. I warned you that your time would be up by 6 o'clock this evening. It is now 9.
Return to the adventures of Frank Race in just about 1 minute. And now, back to the adventures of Frank Race.
There must have been six or seven of them. The one nearest me I put out of action with a fast backhand of the Adam's apple. But they threw me off balance. Berlin Juan, who stepped in, gripped me with a hard wrist lock, and threw me against the wall of the house with a judo hold I hadn't been prepared for. On my back, I caught the first one with my feet and gave him a taste of a fall. Berlin Juan came in, again kept me off balance, twisted me with a forehold, pinning me face down. There came a sweet, compelling smell of chloroform. And I got back my senses. Slow places. On a train. Chinese train. Number 6. From the position of the sun, I knew we were heading north.
I just can't seem to stop traveling.
Mark, what are you doing here?
What I get for knocking around with you.
How do you see? Like a first-class case of suspended animation. Yeah. You've had me up for quite a while.
All night. I think they give you some kind of a shot.
No, we have this compartment to ourselves.
They got a guy out behind the door. And there's a glad boy who drops in on us every once in a while.
Tell me, how'd they take you?
There's a sash waiting to kill him. I am right now thanking the old man and the old lady for giving me this thick Irish skull.
Did you get your tattooing done?
Did I? Will you see? Wait a minute. Let me get my sleeve up.
Remarkable piece of art.
Yeah, wait. Now, look. Wiggly old muscle like this. Ain't that terrific, Ray? Yeah. Just like Minsky's Boylesque from Broadway.
We kept rolling north. Now the sun reached the zenith midday. And until the flare mellowed into late afternoon. It was at this time that a man opened the door, motioned for Mark to leave the compartment. Then I had company. Then Juan. He came over and sat down beside me.
I trust you are feeling no ill effects from your experience, Mr. Ray.
I'm suffering from curiosity more than anything else.
Indeed.
You murdered Chuck Howard. Why hold back with that person?
Then the insurance company would send another man, and we would have to do it all over again. It is our opinion that we should just take you out of circulation for a few months. Besides, too many murders could bring unfavorable scrutiny from your government.
I said it was your government, too.
I do not comprehend.
Why don't you relax, men? You can cut it with American ease as good as mine.
What gives you such an impression?
Your clothes, for one thing.
Purchased in London, Bond Street.
Purchased in Los Angeles. Spring Street. I'll give odds on that.
All right, Ray. But you must admit my way of handling myself is completely oriental.
Did you know? That's good.
To learn it, I had to come to China.
You could have gotten in the States, I didn't.
But your judo is, shall we say, just a little tired.
Oh?
He was slowing down for some reason. And as he lit his cigarette, the train lurched, causing a light to go out. He handed me the cigarettes and the small box of safety matches. I looked at him, grinned.
Why do you smile?
I was thinking what a difference it makes to have an advantage. Shanghai, you had your boys to tip me off balance. This moment, you're the one who's behind the eight ball.
You will explain, won't you, Ray?
With definitely. This box of matches you handed me, I simply rolled my fingers around it. Fast clout to the temple with a box of matches in your fist. It's always a good trick. Matches triple the impact. I was a little surprised he hadn't been hip to it. But we were even. He had a Colt 45 on him, the old Army model. This I confiscated, figuring it'd be the oldest to him. Mark and I had to get off the train. There was still another lad to handle on the far side of that door. Importantly, he stood facing me. He both fired at the same time.
Ray!
I'm all right. Get his gun.
You're bleeding. It's all over your face.
Crease me. Get that gun.
Hey, there's more of them coming.
Now, get back in the compartment.
Hey, they're going to break in.
Yeah, we'll have to jump on it. Break the window.
We're moving too fast.
We'll have to try it. Break the window. All right. Let's go.
Santa is rough these days, particularly when it comes to travel. But you can get around if you carry weapons and money and show a disposition to do. So we made it back to Shanghai, taking 4 days to do it. And at the Hotel Kalani, I found not only Jack Stacy and Brian the Flyer, but also Matt Breslin, who had just flown in.
You don't know how glad I am to see you. When I heard you were missing, it was too much for me, so I came over.
I wish I could report a little progress, man.
How about this fellow who's been giving you so much trouble?
Lin Wan? He's an American. Part Chinese, but an American just the same.
Which probably means that he's plenty smart.
Yeah, so you've got your arm out of the sling, Stacy. How's it feel?
Good as new.
Yeah, he needed it good as new this morning. He had to swim with it.
What happened?
Oh, Brand and I went out in the fishing junk and like a goofer fell overboard. Nothing serious. Brand slipped me a life buoy, and that's all there was to it.
Race, what about this Lin Wan? How are we going to handle him?
Well, I don't know, man. I imagine we'll just have to wait until he pries into the picture again. Late that evening, just after market, slipped out the nightcap, I had a visitor.
Hello, Ray.
Come in.
I didn't pay for you, Ray. That is the reason I came to your company in America.
You did what?
I paid.
So you brought Matt Breslin over here.
Matt Breslin?
He's a friend of mine, doesn't he?
I'm glad to see you back, Ray.
Why? Hey, something unfinished the last time you saw him.
I remember. It was me.
She put her arms around me, tilted the mouth at mine. Let me tell you that such kisses taste like wine. They're crazy. Wine doesn't even come close.
I'm very fond of you, Ray.
Happened in a hurry, didn't it?
You think it is impossible for it to happen in a hurry?
No. No, I don't think it's impossible. But you might do something about it.
How?
Tell me who asked you to talk to Stacy Spies.
You know the man, Ray. Lin Wan.
You ever say anything about others being tied in with him?
No. He just gave me a group picture of all the men who work for the airline.
Picture? Listen.
I may have it here in my purse. Wait.
What are you doing carrying a clip of 38 around here?
The bullets? They came from Chuck Howard's gun.
Chuck Howard's gun?
I was one of those who found him. He was still conscious. And he seemed to want me to have it.
It's a little grim bequest. Where do you keep the gun?
That's my place.
Go ahead.
If you like. Here is the picture.
Come here.
Does it tell you anything?
Tells me a lot. That gun may tell me more.
Do you want it tonight?
You're not this late. I'll come by your apartment tomorrow. You keep the gun in a safe place?
Well, no one would ever find it. In the center of a sack of salt.
I went there next morning. And as soon as I got to a door, I knew that something was wrong. The door stood half ajar. Inside the room, everything was chaos. Chairs overturned, broken, tables on the sides. I found the gun all right. Where Lisa had said it would be. But Lisa was gone. I knew I'd have to move quickly. So I found a phone and called Jack Stacy.
Stacy speaking.
Mrs. Race, gonna need your help.
Sure, Race.
Do you know where to find Matt Breslin and that pilot of yours, Brand?
No, not right now, but I can probably locate him.
I told him to let it ride. He couldn't afford to wait. Gave him the location of the place in the foreign settlement. The house where I bumped into Lynn Wan and company. Stacy promised to be there and out. Good as his word. Put the stuff in.
Is the headquarters?
That seems to be. And I think they're holding a girl. The girl has been helping us. You willing to go in?
Sure, if you'll show me how.
I thought we might go in by way of this door.
Is that lock to open? We'll need TNT.
I thought possibly you might have a key for it.
You thought that... I don't get it.
Neither did I. Till I remembered that you were supposed to have been in the Navy.
Well, I was in the Navy.
No, Stacy. Or whatever your name really is. No Navy man would ever say life boy. Pronunciation's optional, but we call them buoys in the Navy. Always. Move ahead of us and open the door. Turn the flashlight straight ahead, Mark.
You're making a big mistake, Race. How could I take the place of another man?
By murdering him. And firing the man who'd been close to him. I saw a picture of the regular pilot group last night. The ones who were in it before you installed your own boys. Besides, the bullet that wounded you in the arm was fired from Chuck Howard's .38. I checked the ballistics.
Sorry.
Over, Mark.
Oh, you came to see us again, Ray.
Ray, they got
gone. So have we. So that makes it even up.
Try to even this up.
Ray. I'm okay. Stacy took one of Lin Wan's bullets.
Yeah, he took it all right. I'd be 28.
How about you, Alicia?
I'm all right, Ray. Thanks to you, I'm quite all right.
Oh, brother, what a finish. Hey, how's that Lin Wan carrying?
I shot him in the thigh. He should recover in time.
Yeah? Time for what?
To be executed. And over here, they do that in a rather sharp manner.
Adventures of Frank Race, starring Tom Collins with Tony Barrett as Mark Donovan, comes to you from Hollywood. Others heard in tonight's cast were Gene Bates, Ted Von Elst, Bert Holland, Barney Phillips, and Charlie Lund. This series is written and directed by Buckley Angel and Joel Murcott. The music is composed and played by Ivan Ditmar. Be sure to be with us again this same time next week for another dramatic chapter in The Adventures of Frank Race. Art Gilmore speaking. This is a Bruce Ells production.
Welcome back! I want to apologize for the quality of these next few episodes. Most of the adventures of Frank Race, thanks to the old-time radio researchers and their fantastic certified complete set, are very good sound quality. Unfortunately, there are a few exceptions. There's 5 weeks of episodes now. And 2 weeks later in the series, there are the 32 in code. Most of them are at the 128. This was just a fun chase story. And really, this one, you know, is a wonderful show. It engages your mind trying to figure out what's going on, and also always keeps the excitement going with whatever Race and Donovan are going through. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, despite the less than stellar sound. And we'll be back next week with another adventure of Frank Race. And be sure and join us tomorrow for The Fat Man. In the meanwhile, send your comments, Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And call us 208-991-4783. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.